What's up, Packers fans? What's going on? Ready for some extra cheese? I should hope so. It's been a long day. It keeps going. We're talking with you fine folks devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Checking it out here across the street from Lambeau Field. Practice number 8 is in the books. Been in the locker room. Heard from Matt LaFleur this morning, but now it's time to hear from you fine folks. But first, got to give a shout out to our friends at Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King's been in Wisconsin since 1992. Staffed with incredible people who want to help you get to Packers games, both home and away. They have a drive-through window. They help organize buses, transportation, tailgates, everything. You can call them. You can find them. The description of this video has a link to their website. If you want to do it directly on the internet, you can go to the Cheesehead TV app. Just go to the schedule. Individualized links for every game headed to Ticket King. You also need to get yourself the 2022 yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. That's the official yearbook, people. At PackersYearbook.com, promo code CHTV will get you 10% off. That's promo code CHTV at PackersYearbook.com. And I know what you're saying. Aaron, you've been in camp a week. Joe, a little over a week now. It's the same promos every day. Don't you get sick of it? Not at all. We love our partners. But I also want to give a little shout out to something new. Something promo here. A little Cheesehead TV shout out for tomorrow night. That's right. It's the family night watch party. Once again, Corey and I will be watching the entirety of the family night proceedings. And no, we will not be showing any of the practice, even though we will be asked 4,000 times. We do not get to show anything on the field. It is literally us just watching the practice or even the coverage of the practice. Here locally. For whatever reason, the Packers do not stream Family Night. You can only watch it if you're in the state and have television access locally. It's mind-blowing to me. I don't get it. They have the ability. They have the rights to do so, yet they don't. It's wild to me. Regardless, Corey and I will be having our live watch party for Family Night starting 7 p.m. local time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern right here on the YouTube channel. Be there. It's always a lot of fun. It's kind of the kickoff of the season with Corey. It's the first time he'll have been on camera since the last Packer transplants, which I believe was in January. So it's been a while since you all have heard from Corey. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you can make it. I hope to see you there. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everyone. A lot of regulars here as always. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Hey, Big B, speaking of yourself and underage Packers. I know you guys are going to be in town, I believe, on Sunday, if I remember that right. You know, I know we talked about it yesterday, but, you know, give me 24 hours, I'll forget everything. But I'm just making sure. Sunday, you're going to be in town so that if we have a Cheesehead TV meetup Monday night, then you'll be in attendance, because that's what I'm thinking right now. I think Monday night here somewhere in Green Bay, we'll find a spot where they let youngsters in. It's going to be a good time. So circle your calendars if you're in the Green Bay area. Monday night, we're going to hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. What else we got, folks? What's going on here? We got Grim Chief. I love that name. Thanks for the super chat. Romeo Dobbs induction into the Hall of Fame is tonight, right? I believe they've delayed it about, 16 years, but it's coming. It's definitely coming. No question. No doubt about it. What else we got? Cannot wait for Family Night Watch Party. Yeah, Joey, I'm right there with you, buddy. It's an annual tradition of... It always starts very, very clean, very, very purposefully watching and then it always kind of just devolves into nonsense, which is exactly what it should. Zol, what's going on? Thanks for the super chat. Sales on the Ayukashka. I can't even pronounce that thing. Sales on the rise amongst cheeseheads. Haha, great listen. I'm sure it is a great listen. I know lots of people, they were talking about it in the locker room today. The media was. I didn't hear any of the guys talking about Rogers' podcast, but lots of people have been listening. That's for sure. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. It just hit me today. How cool is it that Bakhtiari trusted you enough to do that interview? Obviously, it's not about you, but it's a little about you. That's really nice of you to say, Dylan. It's not about me at all. I think it's mostly just, yeah, Dave and I have talked about this before. Yeah, he trusts me with it mostly because I try to do the work when it comes to breaking down the game. I know anybody on the beat would have loved to get that interview. But you know, Dave and I now have known each other for quite a while, seeing as, I've been interviewing him since his rookie year And he came on my podcast, I think, at like second year in the league. And I remember we had a really good long talk that kind of second time we ever spoke. And since then, it's been cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's really nice of you to say, but it's really all about Dave. I mean, and it's easier for him to just give the interview to one person because then everybody else is going to pick it up, right? What else we got? Saul, thanks for the super chat. This Packers defense will be just as good or better than the 2010 defense. Go Pack, go. All right, Saul. I feel you, man. I feel you. I hear you, but you need to calm down. Just slow it down just a little bit. I'm right there with you. But don't forget, 2010 defense wasn't exactly that right out the gate. You know, they were good, and they got better as the year went on. Hopefully, that's what we see from this squad, because I do think they will be good right out the gate. How has Kingsley Enagbare looked, Morgan? He's been running almost strictly with the twos and threes, so I haven't seen a ton of him. The little I've gleaned, he looks promising, but as far as like playing with the ones, the team stuff that you really do concentrate on probably the most, I've seen mostly there's been Garvin and there's been Ladarius Hamilton and Tipa as your kind of supplemental edge rushers when Rashawn Gary or Preston Smith are not in there. So I haven't seen a whole lot of him so far. Definitely looks like an athletic freak. I'll give him that. No doubt about it. What else we got? What's up, Nags? Go Pack, go. Jared, that's a perfect comment right there. What's up? Go Pack, go. What do you think the long-term plan for Love is? I think a lot of that will be determined by his play in the preseason and what he does to his perceived value around the league. Other than that, you'd just be throwing darts. Buddha, what's up? Hey, Nags. I know you dislike fantasy questions, but who do I start on all my all Packers fantasy team? Just kidding. Thanks for all that you do. Oh, well, you had me going there for a second. Yeah, no. I'm just not. Okay, look. It's not that I don't like answering fantasy questions. I get. Just be upfront about it, and then I'll probably answer them. It's the people who try to be sneaky because they know I'm not a big fantasy guy, and then they're always like, so who's running with the third or at third wide receiver the most? Like, it's always like trying to glean something for their fantasy team, right? So I don't mind it. Just be upfront. That's it. It's fine. 69, get healthy. From your Facebook comment to the football god's ears. Outside linebacker depth is my concern. I get you, but I would suggest waiting and watching some of these guys in the preseason games. I think they may surprise you. Darius Hamilton in particular. I think he's had a really solid camp. Now, they could get into preseason games and completely be a total wash, and maybe the Packers make a call. Maybe they make a pickup. Maybe they make a trade. Anything's possible. But I really do think, especially the combination of Tipa and Ladarius, they have looked pretty damn solid. So, I mean, I get it. You want as much talent. You want to hoard it. Nothing against it. But I think they'll most likely let these guys compete here in the preseason and see how it shakes out. Jake Hansen is something going on there. Falk, we've talked about it a couple times. I think mostly they're just giving him looks as far as seeing if he can handle other positions because he's most likely going to make the team as the backup center. That's not written in stone, obviously, but the more you can do, right? But I would be surprised, especially if David comes back, but I'd be surprised in general if he's actually in the mix for a starting role. I think it's much more so about seeing if he can, you know, be that swing interior lineman. And something that Andy pointed out to me last time we talked, and I thought that was pretty astute. It's much like Lucas Patrick was. Lucas could have played all three spots, did play two spots for them last year at guard and center, the right guard and center. So I think, you know, you're looking for that next kind of journeyman guy you can plug in, and he's not going to be a superstar, but he's going to get you through a game or two or even half a season if something happens up front, you know? But I don't think he's part of, quote, the starting plan, if that makes sense. Dave, thanks for the super chat. What is the worst part of the NFL calendar, post-Super Bowl depression or post-draft pre-camp slog? Man, that's a good question. Probably the post-Super Bowl stuff. It feels like football is like a million miles away. Like, at least after the draft, like, yes, it's annoying. The pre-draft stuff is annoying, but post-draft and then like winding, you know, ramping up to camp and all that, Yeah, that's a bit much, but it's not as bad as like just after the Super Bowl and you're sitting there with the realization that football's done for months. That shit sucks. Dag, thanks for the super chat. How are the tight ends doing? What a nice, straightforward question. I think they're doing... It's weird because they're not making humongous splash plays, but I think they're producing and they're playing well. DeGuara got after it today with somebody in one of the run on one of the run plays. I couldn't see who the defender was, but he would not disengage. And then they started getting heated and it had to get broken up. He's got a little bit of a, I think a, maybe not a chip on his shoulder, but he's got a little bit of a, I want to prove something, you know, this season. And I keep hearing people on radio shows and on podcasts talking about how, you know, he's not going to be a classic great, you know, inline tight end, and no shit. Like, he's literally a move tight end. That's his job. And yes, occasionally he's going to be motioned and he's going to have to block, and that's part of the gig, obviously. But I don't know, man. I think he's ready to surprise a few folks. And the thing is Tyler Davis looks legit. Looks legit AF. They've used him in line a bunch while Robert Tonyan's trying to come back. And today he had a phenomenal route where he got at least a step behind Rasul Douglas. And I'm not sure if Douglas was supposed to be in man or if it was a zone or a pass off or a man match or what have you, but he beat him real well. And Rodgers found him deep on a corner route for about, I'd say like 40 yards. It was a gorgeous throw by Rodgers. My God. But yeah, Tyler Davis. It makes a play like that every single day, you know? And I don't think any of these guys are going to be frontline wow you type, you know, fantasy darlings or anything like that, but they know how to play the game. And then there's Big Dog, who I don't think has caught a pass all camp, but he's still moving fools along the line. So I don't think there's a superstar there, but definitely a bunch of guys you can win with. JD, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Slayton could step up this year and add something more to the D line? Yes, especially on early downs. And I know we saw a little bit of pass rush from him last year, but I think just, you know, obviously size he is, et cetera, makes a lot of sense to help him get him in that rotation to help that front line as far as just staying stout on early downs throughout the game. Maybe, hopefully, giving Kenny a little bit of a blow here and there. But yeah, I think he's got everything, all the tools, anything you could possibly need. And if he continues to develop the way he did last season, I think he very well could help them. It's interesting, though. He's very much like the disruption you saw from him last year was a lot of times was coming. He had a very quick initial first step. It is funny, though, when he had to go up one-on-one in kind of the one-on-one drills with Runyon absolutely handled him in two sets. I said it on Twitter. It was like teaching tape. It was perfect. I mean, Runyon was completely square almost the whole time. And that's not to take anything away from Slayton. It just kind of suggests how, you know, I think how solid Runyon is. But yes, I'm excited for Slayton's kind of ascendancy this season. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, it's been a while. Bakhtiari starting week one, yes or no? Man, I don't know. It's been a while and you come up here with a crystal ball question? Really? Really? Yeah, I don't know, man. I hope so. I'm just going to continue to quote Brian Gutekunst. Cautiously optimistic. It is disconcerting that we did see Bakhtiari out with the rehab group a couple days ago, and he hasn't been back out since. The only time I see him now is when, like, the end of practice, he'll come out for a little bit, and then that's it. So I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping. I don't know. Davis is the Wisconsin kid, right? Yes, Big Nick, and I highly recommend – watching him in the preseason. And if on family night, if you're in the state of Wisconsin, you can watch on television. He has been solid, man. And I think I've talked about him before. I've been singing his praises all up and down the radio and on the sideline to anybody I can talk to. He's really surprised me for a guy, kid, undrafted out of Wisconsin, a team that likes to run the football probably a lot more than others. And he has come in and been really legit as far as every single day making a play and being extremely consistent, contributing on special teams, working his ass off. I really like him. I really like him. And on a team where, let's face it, there's a lot up in the air at the wide receiver position, I don't think he's going to make a push for the 53, but I definitely think he's making a case for the practice squad. No question about it. I really hope that happens because I think there's something there and I think they could develop him. I really like the kid. Jackfire, what's up? I'm okay with people sleeping on Bobby. I remember how hot he played in 2020. Excited to watch 85. No doubt he's just got to be on the field, right? But I'm with you, man. Look, last year, we all know, especially because of the injury to David and everything they were doing, moving guys around along the offensive line, Yosh getting the start in week three, etc., they had to utilize Bobby in line way more than they probably wanted to throughout last season, even prior to going down. And then remember, the game he does get hurt is when he's really coming to life. You know, he has a couple of really nice catches. He got hurt on his biggest catch of the year. Yeah, it's so frustrating as hell, right? The one thing to be cautious about, and I'm with you, I want him to come back and hit the ground running and regain that 2020 form. That's the dream, right? Got to remember, though, less than a year out from the injury, an ACL injury, takes time, man. Takes time. I don't doubt he'll be out there sooner rather than later, and he'll undoubtedly be productive and help them out. But it's a tall task to ask a guy to come back from that injury and be lights out right away. That's just hasn't traditionally been kind of the history with ACLs, and not just in Green Bay, but just around the league. Now, could he possibly buck that trend? Sure, I'd love that. But I just would hope people are somewhat realistic about what Tonyan's able to give them this season. What else we got? Nagler, these opponents won't have an answer for Rashawn. Oh, baby. He is fun to watch. My God. He has been wrecking people. Just wrecking people. Poor Zach Tom today in one-on-ones. Oh, baby. You talk about a welcome to the NFL drill. Yeah, I mean, look, I think Rashawn is going to be amazing. Yes, you know, I don't think there's any question that he is going to be a leader, if not the leader on defense this year. But don't take anything away from Preston Smith. Don't, like, Rashawn's getting all the run, and rightfully so. He's having a really, really strong camp. But Preston's been exceptional all camp as well. You just, I don't know what it is. I don't know why people are kind of not mentioning him or whatever, but he's been having a really good camp. So that those bookends, look out. Joe Mailman, thanks for the super chat. Was that practice today? Watkins looks fine to me. Tyler Davis looks dangerous. If 69 is out, my money's on Tom at right tackle. Tough time for Love in the 2 minute. Yeah, the 2 minute drill was pretty damn harsh. Kind of for both quarterbacks at the end, but yeah, for J Love, I mean, he had that rough, really rough start. Matt let him go again. For those of you who didn't follow on Twitter, he had an incomplete pass, and then he completed one to the back out of the backfield. I think it was Goodson, picked up a first down. Okay, we're ready to go. And then literally the next play, I thought at first it was a strip sack, but it was an offensive lineman getting pushed into him that caused hit the ball, and it literally popped up in the air, and Tipa caught it and would have run it back for a touchdown. So Matt, three plays. All right, let's give him another shot. Well, gave him another shot, and he really couldn't do much with it. Couple incompletes, the last one to Dobbs. It looked like it was a pass breakup. Still hit Dobbs in the fingers. I don't know. Maybe he could have caught it. But, yeah, rough afternoon in the 2 minute. But, hey, Aaron Rodgers ended 2 minute with an interception, trying to hit DeGuara down the seam on a second down. Wasn't even fourth down, you know. So you live and you learn. You learn from it. Hopefully you improve from it. You look at the tape. But, yeah, no question. Tough 2 minute day for Jordan Love today. Absolutely. Since I have stumbled upon Cheesehead TV on Twitch, the followers have more than doubled. Affiliates coming soon. Thanks, buddy. Keep spreading the word. Spreading the good word to all of Twitch. It was weird. I look around on Twitch sometimes and I see so much incredible content and like really creative people. I don't see a ton of football stuff and I certainly don't see a lot of Packers stuff. So just keep letting people know that we're here. We're talking Packers every day during the week. And then on Sundays or Mondays or whenever the hell they play, we'll be having our watch parties on Twitch as well. So join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Vex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Where can I find Romeo Dobbs highlights from camp? You can't. Packers won't let you film anything. Occasionally, you might get it from one of their website kind of cut-up things, but even those are just like, they aren't allowed to film team stuff. Well, that's only drill work. So the one-on-ones, all the stuff in teams, the only people who have footage of that are the coaches. And I know it's frustrating because you see all these other teams and training camps are in full swing and you see a ton of other film from other teams, Packers don't fly. Packers don't do it. They don't want anything out there. It is what it is. Now, what's funny is that, like, if you were an industrious young blogger, you could sit up in stands, take some footage on your own with a really nice camera, and then maybe send it to Cheesehead TV. I'm just saying, I don't know. This is like, that's just a possibility that's out there, you know, because you can't get in trouble because you're not a credentialed member of the media, so you can film all you want. Although, if you go really deep, and I'm talking real deep, on the Packers website, and you look at the training camp section, there is, like, in a very, very fine print, a thing about how they can take, like, they can confiscate your phone or something. Now, maybe not confiscate, but they can shut you down for filming anything at training camp from the Reinishke Field. But it's, like, never enforced, ever. A-Rod's favorite blogger. Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to get a, I mean, hey, shout out to Aaron. I actually messaged him afterwards last night, and I said thank you, because it had been like three questions, and I kept trying to ask a question, and Aaron could tell, and he literally said before the question that Tyler cut up, he had said, I'm going to him next, pointing to me. And then I started to ask a question, and someone still jumped in. And that's when Aaron said, nah, he's going next. But, and I, like I said, it was very nice of him. Big B, I will be filming the entire practice for everyone. Knew I could count on you, bud. William, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, hope you're having a good day. Unicorn of training camp so far? I mean, you can't call Romeo Doubs a unicorn, especially since everybody knows about him. But he looks special. I'll say that. Other than that, I wouldn't really bestow that on anyone else. A lot of people having a strong camp. There's no doubt about it. I think Adrian Amos is off to a fucking fire start. And he's had a number of really nice breaks on the ball, big pass breakups, had a big interception and 2-minute drill today to end the offensive threat. But yeah, no true unicorns, I don't think. I'm ready for the animated BJ Raji dance emote. I'm all in. Dave, thanks for the super chat. I've accepted it might be bumpy to start, but I've talked myself into this being the Packers' year. That's a healthy outlook, man. I like it. I think there's a very good chance that all plays out. No question about it. I mean, yeah, that first month, it's no cakewalk. No question about it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one. Tell Monson that. What should I tell Monson? What lies is Monson spreading now? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love Sam. Love you, Sam. Hope you're doing well. All right. I'm going to get going before I start besmirching the good name of other media members. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks so much for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Programming note, no chat tomorrow because I'm going to be live all night with Corey for family night. So make sure you tune in for that starting at 7 p.m. Lambeau time Friday night for all the festivities from Lambeau Field. We will have not only myself, Corey, chatting it up, talking to you fine folks, but afterwards, we will have live coverage of the Lambeau fireworks. You love it. You know you do. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.